You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Today is Saturday. Today is also July 4th. And guess what subject me and the Holy Spirit talked about in our conversation this morning? Freedom! So today, as many people will no doubt gather to celebrate Independence Day here in the U.S., this morning, I couldn't help but give the Lord thanks for the freedom that I have. I'm talking about thankful for the freedom that I have because I am no longer bound by the sins that kept tripping me up for so long. Can you relate? Back in the day, I used to find myself asking God for forgiveness for the same sins. I used to often think at some point he's going to be like, okay, for the umpteenth time, I forgive you. But my Lord and Savior never said that to me. He never said that to me. How do I know he never said that to me? Because I kept coming back to him. And I know if he had told me that, I would have never kept coming back to him. He welcomed me each time with open arms. But like I said in yesterday's blog and podcast, we can't mistake God's patience for his approval. God withholds judgment to allow repentance. And while I was always in that position of asking for forgiveness, which I still repent daily and usually more than once a day, okay, don't get it twisted. I still repent daily because I'm still probably doing something that I shouldn't do. But there was this one sin that would always have me feeling bound. Here I was asking to be forgiven over and 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 over. You get the point, because to be honest, I could have said it in over 100 more times. This specific sin had me so bound. That means even though I was asking for forgiveness, I still found myself right back in that same sin. In the scriptural surprise this morning, I read in the 48th book of Isaiah, and verse 17 really spoke to my heart. But the question from the study notes is really what made me think. Dr. Evans said, "What troubles might we be spared should we choose to obey God?" Like, what trouble could you prevent yourself from if you would just simply obey God? See, when that one sin, because I ain't gonna, get on the podcast and act like I didn't commit other sins. But it was that one, when that one sin that really had me feeling like a prisoner, had me feeling like, man, I just can't get this right to save my life. You know what I'm saying? I didn't immediately recognize that a lot of my struggles, a lot of my troubles were tied to my disobedience and purity. Yeah. Being real open and transparent with you this morning. That was the sin that had me bound. Like, man, in college, oh, listen, I can't even front. In college, I spent a many late nights, early mornings crying like, Lord, oh, I did it again. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me. Forgive me, Father. Like, I just was asking him for forgiveness over and over again because I kept doing it. Like I was in prison. Like it was something, I'm like, why can't I break free from this? I didn't realize the spirit that was so tied to being impure, not being celibate, not being abstinent. I didn't realize all that was attached to that. But let me share with you what it says in Isaiah 48, 17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow. See, y'all, I was asking for forgiveness each time, but I certainly wasn't allowing the Lord to lead my paths. I was still on my own path on that street leading to that same sin, leading me back to the prison. I was still being held captive by the sin. But this morning, y'all, as grills are being fired up and potatoes for the potato salad are being cut up and the beans are baking, I'm proud to be living in America, yes. But as a kingdom citizen, I am more thankful for the freedom to no longer be bound by sin. I'm thankful for the freedom to not be making the same mistakes over and over and over again. That evil spirit no longer has me in prison physically or mentally. I'm free, y'all. I'm free. John 8:36 says, "Whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed." And in my conversation with the Holy Spirit this morning, he told me that. He said, "Fun, I'm proud of your obedience." Y'all, whew, when I think about all the times that he kept me, when I think about all the ways that he made for me, when I think about how that sin had me bound, but God was with me throughout the whole ordeal. He was waiting on me to turn to him fully, to surrender to him fully. Yes, I was asking for forgiveness, but I hadn't fully surrendered. And so I left the door open. I left the door open. My God, I left the door open for that sin to just keep coming. I ain't even trying to use a play on words this morning. My God. Psalms 119:45 says it best. "I have gained perfect freedom by following your teachings." I have gained perfect freedom by following your teachings. Today, I celebrate freedom. I celebrate the kind of freedom that only comes from being independent from sin and dependent on the Son, Jesus Christ, who set me free, but not just free, free indeed. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this Saturday morning's episode of On Assignment by God. This has been your host, Fun Strong James. And before I let you go, I want to make sure I give you your assignments for today. Yes, you still got to do your assignments. Just you think because it's July 4th, you don't have any assignments? Come on. We're talking about real freedom here. Real freedom, okay? You can fire that grill up all you want to, but I'm talking about real freedom. You want to eat on this word. You want to eat this word like it's that good barbecue, okay? Because it's good, good. This word is good. So number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Because I hope that you are having a conversation with him every morning. Y'all, don't sleep in. Don't do it. Okay, if you get up late, it's okay. Just let your first moments of the day be with the Lord, okay? So that you can know what to do. What did he say to you in your conversation with him this morning? I'm pretty sure he said something to you. Because he said freedom in my conversation with him this morning. Okay? Make sure y'all spending time with the Lord. Just start back over. If you stop, just start again. That's it. Don't let the devil torment you about, "Look at you. You done fell off track." So what? So what, devil? I fell off, but now I'm back on. And I'm stomping you right on out. So shut up. That's how you got to be with the devil. You got to be aggressive and you got to be authoritative because you have the authority. You have the authority over the devil. He ain't got no authority. All right, what's number two, y'all? About to get crunk. Number two is, what's that one sin that has you bound? And I know it could. You might be like, "Girl, it ain't. It's more than one sin." Okay, what are those sins, or that one sin, like I was talking about, that has you bound? Today, ask God for freedom. Ask God to free you from it for good, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't just ask like, "Lord, forgive me." No, ask for freedom from that. Break that sin off of you for good. That's what you have to do. See, I was asking for forgiveness. "Lord, forgive me for not living a pure life." But then I would go back and be doing the same thing. So what you want to do is ask God to free you from it, to break it off of your life for good. Deliver you from it. Deliver you from it in the mighty name of Jesus. And then and only then can you celebrate with fireworks and tell the whole world about your true freedom. All right, y'all. That's all I got for you today. Don't eat too much unless you're eating the Word of God.